No, you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
California voters will have the opportunity this November to divide their state into three separate jurisdictions. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Backers of the Cal3 initiative needed 365,000 signatures to qualify. They surpassed that with over 600,000 delivered to the California Secretary of State's office. If approved by the voters on the ballot, then authorized by the U.S. Congress, the Golden State will be changed to three separate jurisdictions. Venture capitalist Tim Draper, a Silicon Valley billionaire, says his three-state plan would give Californians a fresh start.
North America will host a 2026 World Cup. Fox Sports president and COO Eric Shanks joined Fox News earlier today.
Well, it's a tremendous day. A lot of hard work is paid off by U.S. Soccer, the Mexican Soccer Federation, and the Canadian Soccer Federation to bring it to all three host countries for the very first time in World Cup history. Three countries are going to host a World Cup.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump arrived right around 8 o'clock Eastern Time this morning in Washington, D.C. after his summit in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. We're starting to hear more and more people talk about the summit. Tanya Ryman is a body language expert. She talks about that initial handshake that everyone saw and what was being said by the body language of President Trump.
If you watch the initial handshake as they're walking towards one another, Trump extends his hand first. Okay, this is what the person of power typically does. So if you think about presidential debates, they both walk out like this, right? So yeah. Once he goes to shake hands, he does it in an upward fashion, which is somewhat submissive. So he's kind of tricking him because as he gets closer, he neutralizes the handshake and then he pulls it just a little bit, that Trump pump that he likes to give. And then touching someone is a signal of dominance. So by touching him, everyone seemed to think, oh, he's being friendly. No, he was making sure that he knew, I'm taller than you, so I have more power, and I'm touching you, so I have the power, I'm in control.
Ryman also talks about the body language of Kim Jong-un.
He automatically feels a little insecure, but they're taught typically to mask with a small smile. So when you watched his facial expression, you didn't see much of a change. So when he tried to pat back, it didn't work because what happened? Trump patted again. So they were going through this little tug of war and Trump won.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and it was back on this date in 1966 when the Miranda rights are first established. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather. In case you don't have a window near you, it is kind of dreary outside with a light drizzle. It's only 70 degrees so far, though. Tonight and this afternoon, chance of showers with thunderstorms, mostly after 2 p.m. Lucky me when I get out of the studio. Thankfully, I have my umbrella. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms. It seems like I read this every week, but here's the difference. You ready for this, folks? Thursday, sunny, high near 83. Light winds out of the west. Thursday night, mostly clear. Nice, comfortable temperature of around 57 degrees. Friday, sunny, Friday night, clear, 57. And Saturday for the retro ride out at the Red Mill, sunny with a high near 80. Same thing going into Sunday. Sunday going around Sunday, probably sunny and 86 around then too. Not too shabby a weekend coming up, folks. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County, and a shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. That's right, folks. We are here, opening up at the Gray Rock Plaza in just a few short weeks. 1802 Route 31, right on Clinton, right on Route 31 there. Folks, you are not going to want to miss out on this. We have so many things coming around here. I'm your host. I'm Mark LaRose. I am the center manager, leader, motivator, and picking on my phone here, having a problem pulling up here because I want to interact with people while we're doing this on Facebook. Let me turn this here. And so here's the thing. Pay attention here. First of all, our first challenge is going to begin on July 16th. July 16th is our first challenge, which means our kickoff is going to happen on Sunday, July 15th at 8 a.m. And guess what? We have a very special guest coming up. Our founder, our CEO, Brian Klein, great guy. He's going to come to our kickoff and help us launch this program that's going to impact hundreds, if not more, lives, the lives of families in Clinton, Clinton Township. Folks, you're not going to want to miss that out, miss out on that. So listen, the grand opening events are going to happen over that weekend also. More closer to that, this Saturday, we are going to be at the Red Mill. That's right, along with plenty of other vendors. Our partner, Clinton Bike Shop, is going to be there. Come on down this Saturday, 10 a.m. to the Red Mill Museum in beautiful Clinton, downtown Clinton. The Retro Ride, the first annual Retro Ride. I'm going to give a shout out to Paul on that too, by the way, because I know hopefully he's listening too. Having a problem pulling up my video on my phone for some reason, but we'll see what happens here. I hope. Oh, there we go. So let me give some quick shout outs here. Hey, Kathy, Megan, good to see you. Lauren, Ron, how's it going, guys? Thanks for tuning in. I have a really great show here. And before that, by the way, aside from the Retro Ride, which, by the way, we're going to be doing some giveaways for Father's Day. You're not going to want to miss out on this. Our next trial class, we just announced it today, June 23rd. It's a Saturday. So you know all those reasons, those excuses that you've had. Well, I'm tired after work and everything. No, you come on out. Saturday, June 23rd at the Clinton Fire Department, One New Street in Clinton, the Clinton Fire Department. It's going to be at 8:30 a.m., but you need to reserve your spots today because this is going to fill up quickly, all right? Go to our Facebook page, go to the events, find us, reserve your spot. Follow the instructions, folks. Do not miss out on this. The last two trial classes, let me tell you something, have been incredible, incredible energy. People have experienced so many great things. You're not going to want to miss out on this. So that being said, today we are going to be talking, by the way, if you have questions, I want you to call, by the way, 908-627-7020. If you have questions about the program, this is a program that is life changing. Okay. Life changing. And yes, I mean that. I don't know if anybody else in the fitness industry has the guts to say that, but you know something? I have this expression that I have lived by for many, many years. It's all bull until you prove it. You can say whatever you want, but the proof is going to be in the actions. And this program, this challenge has been around for over 5 years. Thousands of lives have been changed for it, and yours can be too. Okay, so today we are talking about self-care, taking care of yourself. Just want to make sure we're up and running there. Taking care of yourself. The exact title is Taking Care of Yourself Selfish. So this came to light, by the way, because I talk to people during the week
I talk to moms and dads, business people, and there seems to be this thing, this concept of how taking care of yourself, putting yourself first, is not such a popular idea. You take care of others, but who's taking care of you? All right. And this applies in a lot of ways, but I'm going to tell what I think is going to be a familiar story. Some of you may have heard this. Some of you maybe not so much. But have you ever heard the analogy of an airplane? All right. Now, you're on an airplane. God forbid something happens, all right, where you need to have the oxygen mask drop down. But with you on the airplane are people that you really care about. That oxygen mask drops down. You need to get that mask on first. Okay, especially if you have small people around you that need to take care of you too, children. Why? Why is it so important? Because without that oxygen mask, you're not going to be able to take care of the people you care about. So that oxygen mask analogy is a really big thing for me, and I hope it resonates with you who are listening and watching right now, because you need to be able to breathe. You can't pour from an empty cup. This is something that we probably all see on Facebook from time to time. We've heard about it many times. You can't pour from an empty cup. That is something that I take very seriously. Okay, I think I'm up and running here. So while you're watching on Facebook, by the way, if you have questions or comments, post in the comments. If you're listening, you're watching, give me some thumbs up and some hearts so I know you're out there. My phone is finally working properly so I can kind of interact a little bit. All right, back to this. Why is it so difficult, though? Why do we feel so guilty about taking care of ourselves? It almost seems like we are so busy doing so many other things that it's not a popular idea. I hope it's gaining in popularity. I think it is. I think it is. From the research that I've done, I see that it's changing. The attitudes are changing. It's common knowledge that humans who have depleted energy cannot properly take care of themselves and others. This is a fact. If your energy is depleted, you're going to find yourself in a predicament where there's going to be an extra struggle to put even other people's needs first, okay? That being said, even when we've given all that we have to other people, and I'm going to go into specifics in a minute, we still consider taking care of ourselves as selfish. It's an attitude that we're going to have to talk about today, and it's an attitude that I think we have to really examine. You can write this down. If you have a pen and paper near you, I would encourage you to take some notes. Write this down, okay? There is a difference between being self-absorbed and narcissistic and actually taking care of yourself. There's a huge difference between that. Just doing some technical stuff here. Sorry, guys. And I don't think that self-care in any way is really that, it's not really that selfish. Okay. I'm just trying to get up here. I knew it. The clock was minimized here. I'm on a hard break right now. I only have a few seconds left, which will give me some time to get my phone together here. Listen, if you have a problem taking care of yourself and you're constantly being busy, 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 busy doing things for everybody else, I don't care if it's your children, your family, your jobs, your organizations, whatever it is, if you find your name on the bottom of that care list, then you need to stay tuned. You need to stay where you are and pay attention. And if you're just tuning in, of course, this link is going to be posted on the Max Challenge of Clinton's Facebook page after this. I'm on a hard break. I got a couple of quick things here. I will be right back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020 for information. Hey, Daniel, I see you just tuned in. Be right back. Don't move.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, and welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We are opening up our first challenge July 16th at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey, 1802 Route 31. Folks, we, and I'm talking, let's see, Ron and Lauren Adelstein are the driving forces behind this. They are the power behind this. They are putting together this amazing center for you, okay, for all of our members. An incredible center. They're not cutting corners. It's going to be spectacular, spectacular. Give a shout out to Megan, our lead instructor, Megan Smith out there. She has been working hard behind the scenes there, getting things ready. She taught our last trial class last week. It was incredible. If you missed it, you can try again. June 23rd, Saturday morning, June 23rd. You need to sign up on our Facebook page, all right? This is a way to do it. And, of course, like I said, our kickoff, we're going to have our CEO and founder, Brian Klein, who's coming up there too. But this Saturday is going to be the Retro Ride. Come and see us down at the Red Mill, 10 a.m. Don't miss out. And if you haven't registered for the Retro Ride, by the way, I think you could still get in. If you want to ride around beautiful Clinton, this is the way to do it. All right. Going back to self-care. Going back to self-care here. Folks, E.E. Cummings once wrote that it takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. And a lot of people in modern society, I think, in the 21st century, they are constantly searching for something. A lot of people are searching for answers to problems, and we're going to come back to that in just a little while. But nourishing yourself, you can have all the courage in the world, but if you're not nourishing yourself in any way possible, how will you begin to blossom? How can you grow into the woman or the man that you are meant to be? When someone behaves in a manner that is particularly self-serving, and this is the difference between being selfish and taking care of yourself. When someone behaves in a manner that's particularly self-serving, there seems to be an underlying malice to it, and that is just simply isn't present when it comes to the topic of self-care. Being selfish means that there's a desire to take from somebody, actually to take from somebody or something to their detriment. That's what selfishness is, whereas self-care is actually about replenishing your resources, replenishing the batteries, charging up the batteries without depleting somebody else's resources too. See, and that's a big trick right there. So this was an interesting topic for me to do research on, because when we look at self-care for caregivers, this is a topic that is actually kind of close to my heart. mainly because I've said before, I volunteer with Hunterdon Hospice, and I see and meet a lot of caregivers, not just professional ones, but I'm talking to volunteers, and even more importantly, the families of people. Now, hospice is on one end of the spectrum. There are so many other things there. If you're a caregiver, you could be caring for your children, your grandchildren. You could be caring for elderly parents who need you, which is fantastic and noble. But 85% of caregivers, I was really kind of surprised about this, 85% of caregivers are women. 85% of them. For years, you've been putting others first, you know, and if you talk specifically about parents in particular, for years and years and years, moms and dads, you have been putting the kids first. But now, when they reach a certain age, you realize you need to take care of yourself. You need to put yourself first on this. You know, they got their driver's licenses. You know, they're out there driving around. You don't need to be the taxi. Hey, Christy, thanks for tuning in. You don't need to be the taxi for them. But, you know, you could be caring for even for medical reasons or a relative, a child. Medical caregivers. Now, this is an interesting thing, too, because if you've ever been in the hospital, God forbid if you had to be there or if you were visiting somebody, the nurses, the doctors, I have friends who are nurses and a couple of friends who are doctors, the constant giving. The one thing that many of my friends who I've talked to over the years have learned is that if they don't take care of themselves, they will burn out. They have to take some time to do this. Aging parents. This is something that I went through with my brother and sister a few years ago, more than a few years ago now. Time flies. But you might be in the middle of that too. You're trying to take care of your parents as best as possible, and you will burn out if you do not take some time to put aside for yourself. Certain self-care practices appear to have more significant implications for, believe it or not, for Medicare. So here's the flip side of this now, okay? And I want you to listen to this, especially if you are out there and you're taking care of elderly parents or a relative, or even if you're a caregiver who has somebody who is mobile but older. When older adults start to put in practices of taking care of themselves, meaning you as the caregiver are now directing your mom and dad or whatever relative or whoever your patient is, if you start promoting self-care for them, do you know what happens? The instances of injury go down. I'm talking physical self-care here too, physical, mental, and emotional. The instances of their injuries will begin to go down because they're not being sedentary. They will actually live a healthier day-to-day life. Their emotions and their spirits heighten because they're not just sitting in a chair, sitting in bed, watching television all day long. And I understand from personal experience. Hey, Ron, I understand from personal experience that not every person is able to get up out of the chair, is able to get up out of the bed and actually go out and do some physical activity. But if they are able, it is highly encouraged that you get them moving. I don't care how old they are. I don't care if they're in their 70s, 80s, 90s, okay? Years and years ago, a couple of years ago, I did a bicycle ride for charity from New York to Washington, D.C. It was over 5 days. It didn't happen in one day, thankfully. But let me tell you something. I'll never forget there was this guy. I can't remember his name right now, but I can picture him in my face, and he had this nice long gray beard and everything. And he was 74 years old, riding a bicycle from New York to D.C. That's 300 miles, and he was out there doing it. The other thing that happens, too, is that when older adults go into more self-care and you as a caregiver promoting this, the expenses go down statistically because they don't need certain medications anymore, or instances of depression go away. It was something that we talked about over the weekend at the boot camp on how physical activity and physical exercise is one of the best antidepressants, while food is the most abused. Exercise is actually one of the least used ones. All right, so moving forward, One of the reasons I bring up the statistic that 85% of caregivers are women is that you need to understand caregivers, moms, nurses, teachers, whoever you are not alone. You are in very good company if you are out there struggling for however long about putting yourself first. You are not alone. You are in very good company. So the question actually comes into is, you know, what is your plan to take care of yourself? Now, I have mottos. I've said a number of them on this show, and I constantly say it to people all the time. One of my favorite mottos is success is not by accident. Success is not by accident. Feel free to write that down. What does this mean? It means you need a plan. Whatever successful things that have been done in life, I don't know anybody who has ever succeeded by accident. There's always been a plan of action in place. All right. I want you to start considering changing the way you think about this, because you need a plan of action for self-care, for taking care of you. So ask yourself right now, what's my plan to take care of me? The majority of people shrug, and they really don't have a plan going on. So you're not alone. What you need to understand is that you give yourself permission to take care of yourself. Many times, as parents, we are constantly giving our children permission to do things. You know, hey, mom, hey, dad, can I go outside to play? Sure, go ahead. You know, mom, dad, can I play this video game? Can I have this? You're giving permission. In different jobs, you're constantly, if you're a leader in a job, you're giving permission to certain staff to do things. You're authorizing certain things. What's your plan to give yourself permission to take care of you? That's the question going on right now. And I'm going to say something, and it's not going to be ultra popular, I think, either. But this is one of those things that I call a hard truth. And the hard truth is this. Ignoring your personal health, and fitness is actually a very selfish thing to do. Got that? Ignoring your personal health and fitness is a selfish thing. Why? Why is that? Well, I'm going to tell you. And this is my opinion here. I don't care if you are, whether you are a husband, wife, significant other, partner, wife, father, mother, son, daughter, grandmother, grandfather, a brother, a sister, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, whoever you are, a best friend, you most likely have family and friends that love you, depend on you, count on your friendship and your relationship with them, and care about your well-being, and they want you around for a long time, as long as possible. You got that? No matter who you are, mother, father, husband, wife, daughter, grandmother, grandfather, best friend, business partner, these people, there are people around you that are counting on you and your well-being. And if you have ever, my sympathy goes out, if you've ever been in that instance when suddenly life can change and you realize because somebody hasn't been taking care of themselves, it ripples through in such a dramatic way, okay? It can be a terrible thing. There are reasons for you to take care of yourself that don't even have anything to do with you. It has to do with the people who are around you and love you. I need to take a quick break here. We are going to come right back. Please don't move. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. 908-627-7020. Be right back.
USA Radio News.
President Trump arrived home from Singapore today with a written pledge that dictator Kim Jong-un would completely denuclearize North Korea. But you can count Senator Marco Rubio as one of the folks who's not convinced that Kim will give up his nukes.
Well, I'm skeptical about Kim Jong-un, and we should be. Everyone should be. The president, as I said, is optimistic, and he needs to be. He's the guy negotiating, and, you know, he needs to make the other side feel like he's serious about getting something done. But for the rest of us who are watching and know the history of North Korea, we should be skeptical. This is a country that's made promises before and has broken them.
Democrats are hoping to take back the Senate and the House during the 2018 midterm elections. Michael Loftus, he's a comedian. He explains why going to Hollywood for help when it comes to winning over voters might not be the best idea for Democrats.
I find it just hilarious. Like, how horrible are you as a political party if you don't, like, wake up knowing what it is you want to do?
This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
This is Max Living. Welcome back. I'm Mark LaRose, your host. 908-627-7020. Listen, I have something very important to say here. My beautiful fiance just tuned in. I could see her on there. Hello, Susan. Love you. And quick shout out to Aaron. I just saw that you popped on here too, Aaron. Nice to see you. Thanks for watching. All right, folks, listen. Here comes the hard truth part of it. And I have no problem telling people what the hard truths are because number one is I care. And this is something you're going to find out about every single person at the Max Challenge. I'm not even going to say the Max Challenge of Clinton on this. I'm going to say my experience with meeting so many people, from Brian at the corporate office, the CEO, to everybody who works there at the corporate office, all the way down to, I don't care who you are in the Max Challenge, we care. We do. We are driven to help you take care of you to the point where we guarantee you that we are going to be there side by side with you. So one of the things that I said before we went to break was that ignoring your health and fitness, ignoring your personal health, is a selfish thing. I'm going to talk to you about something that I know Ron and I speak to a lot of people during the week who either call or reach out on the internet. And it's one of the tunes. It's one of those consistent subjects that constantly come up is I need more energy so I can play with my children or grandchildren. Believe it or not, we hear this a lot. Maybe that's you. Maybe it's not. Or you realize that you want to be there for an event in life. Okay? It's a hard truth. You want to be there to walk down the aisle with your little girl. You want to see your children graduate high school or college. This, in modern day America in the 21st century, is why it is so important for you to take care of yourself. This takes on different forms. There's a lot of different answers to this. There are 100 reasons, maybe more, why you won't do anything about it, though. Because we can always come up with reasons not to do things. Always. Our brains are actually designed in a very weird way to find reasons why we shouldn't be doing things. Okay? Which is why every single day you need to make this decision and this choice to get out of bed, and you have 24 brand new hours. Okay? It's a blank page, and you can write the story that day. You need to get out of bed and decide, this is how I will take care of myself today because I love these people or this person. And these people love me too, and I want to be there for them. Okay? On a personal note, I can tell you this much. My mom, years ago, it's been a long time, my mom passed away from things that are completely on her control. They were completely under her control. I think she would have done things differently when she was younger if she had known how it affected her. But there was this attitude. And, you know, here comes the things, folks. We need to learn how to show love differently when it comes to taking care of ourselves. By taking care of yourself, by doing something, not just think about it, but by doing something, you are actually showing love and concern for the people who love you, who are around you, who depend on you, who look up to you, who want you to be there, who want to have a relationship with you. You need to learn to express love to them in a different way. And that one of those ways is by taking care of your health. And I'm not talking just physical. One of the great things about the Max Challenge of Clinton's program is it's not just a physical program. It's actually there's so much that embodies it. Yes, there's exercise, but it affects people mentally and emotionally. It's an incredible thing. It's very diverse in that sense too. One of the things that we do, we motivate people, we inspire them. We have a high energy class that's going on here where people have actually said to us it is the best 45 minutes of their day. That's not a selfish thing to walk into a facility and want to have the best 45 minutes of your day. Listen, many people are out there going to jobs in the morning. They come to the Max Challenge before they go to their jobs, or they come to the Max right after their jobs. And a lot of people don't like their jobs. So they are in an office or an atmosphere or an environment for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a day. They probably don't want to be there. They look forward to taking care of themselves in the class. For 45 minutes, it is about them. It's actually something that I said to a new member, I think about 2 weeks ago, who was talking to me and said they were going to kind of put off enrolling, and it just wasn't the right time. They had a new job, and this was going on, and that was going on. And I listened very, very quietly while they listed, these are the things that have changed in my life, and it's just not the right time. Well, folks, in my experience in doing this for all these years, no time is the right time, because usually what will happen is when you're confronted with this decision again, you will find a reason not to take care of yourself, mostly because it's comfortable. You're in all these bad habits. You're in all of these bad habits that you have going on, and it's just not comfortable for you to change. So you just continue on the way you're going. That's not going to help you. You need to make this decision to take care of you. It comes down to things like proper nutrition, too. You know, it's not just about calories, and this is something that we teach at the Max Challenge. It's not just about calories. It's about the quality of your nutrition. Your nutrition needs to be fuel for your body. And I have said this to you before. Maybe you've heard this. You will take better care of your car than you. Hard truth. You will take better care of your car than you take care of yourself. There's people who are watching, listening, who will spend the extra money to put premium gasoline into their gas tank if they're a nice car. But then they're heading out and eating junk and doing all other things, not exercising. So if that's you, if you're taking better care of your car than yourself, then we need to have a chat. There's so many different reasons that you may not want to do anything about it. You may not want to. You could list the reasons why you may not want to join us, but the fact of the matter is that you need to express this care to yourself so that the other people in your life actually see it too. It's an important thing. One of the things that we do, and you can see this on our Facebook page, our lead instructor, Megan Smith, she has one, a before and after picture. You know, why do we do that? Because it is extremely motivating, extremely motivating. 10 weeks later, because that's all the challenge is. The challenge is 10 weeks long. It's not that long. 10 weeks later, and I've heard so many stories from people, so many stories, that the person that they are now looks back at that picture and remembers, if I could just tell this person from 10 weeks earlier how great they were going to feel, how different their life would be 10 weeks later, if there was some way that they could go back in time from their current self after the challenge to their previous self in that before picture and just let them know it's going to be okay. It's okay for you to take care of yourself. It's okay for you to put yourself first because you are going to feel amazing and you're going to look so different and your life is going to change. And that's important. That's important to me. That's important to all of us over here too. We educate people on how to do this. This is what we do. Sorry about the sounds there. To have goals to do this. And you know, it's interesting. I wrote a lot of little handwritten notes here before when we talked about, I got a couple of minutes before I got a hard break. That's good. Pay attention to this, please. Before I told you that the majority of caregivers are 85% women, and one of the biggest things that they say through surveys, and I looked this up online, is the time crunch. Because they're doing all of these different things and putting other people first, they feel like they don't have time for themselves. It brought up an interesting concept and an interesting phrase that we have used many times in our lives probably, and I'm sure you've heard it. It's the expression, I need to carve out time. I need to carve out time. It gives me the image of having a block of time that represents 24 hours and you're taking out a knife and here's the slice that's for me. And typically it is the smallest slice out of the day for you. And that is not what it should be. All right. It made me realize one thing. Our classes, 45-minute classes, is 45-minute class is less than 4% of your entire day to take care of you. On top of, I'm not talking about anything else that we're going to help you with, is the nutrition. One of the biggest things as a personal trainer for 17 years is people telling me, hey, Mark, tell me what to eat. I know Ron's gotten that before, too. Just tell me what to eat. Well, okay, we will. We're not going to sell you any pills or anything like that. You can still shop over at the food store where you are. We'll tell you what to eat. That's going to optimize your goals, your goals. But carving out time, typically we cut ourselves the smallest slice out of anybody else that's out there. That needs to change. To get that energy up, and is that you? I actually did a broadcast on this about maybe a month ago about energy. To get your energy up, to be able to play with your own children, to play with your grandchildren, to, my goodness, there's so many things that I could say on this. To get your energy up means you need to put yourself first. You need to carve out a bigger chunk of time. And maybe you've seen this on social media or something, but if you change the way you express this and say, instead of saying, I don't have time, change it to, this is not a priority to me. Got that? Instead of saying, I don't have time, say, this is not a priority for me. And that will begin to change your perception, especially when it comes to taking care of you, especially when it comes to the self-care aspect of your life. And all of a sudden, you will begin to find that as you carve out time from that 24-hour block, the piece that you set aside for you might get just a little bit bigger. You only need 3.8% of your day to take a class and feel better with us. I'm on a hard break. I'm going to come right back. Please don't move. This is important, okay? This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. Opening first challenge is July 16th. Kickoff July 15th, 908-627-7020. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And welcome back. I keep forgetting I'm on camera sometimes, but a little bit of chair dancing. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. Ron, Lauren, Megan, myself, we are here to impact our community in a way that you've never seen before. Bold statement, but true nonetheless. Hey, Jason Hoffman, I see you. How are you doing, buddy? Good to see you. Thanks for watching. 908-627-7020. Trial class is coming up June 23rd, Saturday morning at the Clinton Fire Department. Come see us. We're going to be down at the Retro Ride this weekend. Saturday, we're going to be doing a Father's Day giveaway. Come on down, 10 a.m. All right, listen, I got a couple of minutes left here. Important thing here. I'm going to reference something that I referenced a few minutes ago. And again, if you're just tuning in, this link is going to be on the Max Challenge of Clinton's Facebook page so that you can watch it. Or you can go to HunterdonChamberRadio.com and it's going to be in the archives in about a day. All right. So here's the thing. Remember before, here, I'm going to go back to my notes and see here. I basically told you I didn't care whether you were husband, wife, father, mother, son, daughter, grandmother, grandfather, brother, sister, cousin, aunt, uncle, best friend, business partner. People were depending on you. So here's the thing. Here's a hard truth again. You ready for this? If, ask yourself this question. I'm going to put this in the form of a question here, folks. If you take better care of yourself, if you, and this is different for everybody, if you lost that weight finally, if you had more energy, if you were able to get off some of that medication, if you were able to sleep better at night, if you took care of yourself, if you practiced this self-care, would you be a better husband, wife, mother, father, son, daughter, grandmother, grandfather, brother, sister, cousin, aunt, uncle, best friend, business partner, employer, employee? The answer typically is yes. I remember a couple of years ago, I was speaking to somebody at the time, and I asked that question of her. This was a very serious moment for her, because she knew that we could help her, and she had been trying to lose, I can't remember how many pounds, I think it was probably about 30 pounds. For years, it just didn't work, and I knew she could be helped. And I asked her, you know, and she was a teacher too. She was a teacher. So not only was she a mom and a wife, but she was a teacher. So constantly giving of herself, which is fantastic. It's noble. It's generous. It's kind. It's compassionate. But she also realized at that moment that if she took better care of herself, she could be a better mother, wife, teacher also. This is a tough question for you, okay? Tough question for you, but the answer is, I think, obvious. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to be strong enough to care for those who really need you. So let us help optimize your health. That's a big thing that I needed to say. What is it? What is it that you need to do today? What is it that you need to do now, today? What is it for that you need to do to take better care of yourself? The answers are probably going to vary, of course, but here is the important thing. Take action. Take action. Do something about it. Take action. And if that means that you pick up the phone and you call us, call us. If that means you message us on Facebook, message us. If you send us an email, if you come see us Saturday, if you come to the trial class, please understand something. There is no spare body in the closet that you can put on if this one doesn't work properly. And a lot of the times, it has to do with our choices. My choices. I'm in this with you, too. It's my choices, our choices on a daily basis, folks. So take action. We can help you take better care of yourself so you can take better care of the people you love and who look up to you and love you and care for you. Listen, the fact of the matter is the majority of people, I'm going to say 100% of the people who are watching this and listening to this, this is going to be a bold statement here. You are loved, and there are people that like having you around, all right? Self-care optimizes all of this. It is not selfish for you to put yourself first, all right? The time crunch part of it, listen, I'm going to speak from the heart on this one too. We have class times, a variety of class times for 45 minutes, 3.8% of your entire day, you can come in to do it. We'll hold your hand. Very importantly, too, we're going to know your name. We're going to know your name. You're going to find out that our classes, our program, not just the classes, the program, but our classes are motivating, inspiring, hey, fun. I remember at the trial class last week, and I hope Megan's listening, but I remember when she started it off, she said, show me, raise your hands. Who thinks exercising can be fun? You want to know something? 45 minutes later, if I asked that same question, everybody's hand would have gone up because we had a blast at that trial class. We had a rocking blast. It was great. But that's not just our trial class, too. That's every single class we do. It's fun. It's motivating. It's inspiring. And the nutritional program where you're getting that good fuel, not just calories, but good fuel. Listen, you want to lose weight? You can lose weight eating Twinkies all day long. That's a fact of the matter. It's a fact. If you burn more calories than you eat, you're probably going to lose weight. So if you eat 1,500 calories of Twinkies all day long and you burn 2,000 calories, you probably will lose a little bit of weight, but you're going to feel like garbage at the end of the day. We show you how to eat better. We will tell you right foods, right portions at the right times. That works in tandem with our classes to optimize the program, this 10-week challenge. It's only 10 weeks, folks. And on top of that, the motivation, the way that we take care of people, this is why I do this. I'm going to talk from my heart. But I also know for Ron, for Lauren, for Megan, for everybody else at every single Max Challenge I have ever met and I've had the privilege of working with and meeting and taking classes with, we have a sincere passion to change. Listen, if you've been donating your money to a big box gym for a year, 2 years, 10 years, it doesn't matter. If you've been donating your money, nobody really seems to care if you don't show up and use that treadmill for 15 minutes. Okay? One of the things that makes this program different, one of the reasons that I am blessed and honored to be a part of the Max Challenge of Clinton is that we give a darn. We give a darn about you. We want to see your after picture. I could show you all the after pictures you want. You can go on our Facebook page right now and see before and after pictures. You could see a dozen of them. You can see Megan's. You could see dozens of them. I don't want to show you anybody else's before and after pictures. I want to show you your before and after picture, because that, I want to see your smile bigger on your after picture. I want to show you what you are capable of. We want to show you what you are capable of. But the first thing that needs to shift is your attitude about taking care of you. Carve out that time. It's been too long. I've heard that many times also. It's been too long. And here's what I'll tell you. You reach out to us. You let us help you. And 10 weeks later, you will walk up to one of us and you will thank us for offering this program to you. And I know that from experience, folks. I know that from experience. Listen, I only have a minute or so left here. Just to go over it again here, taking care of yourself, not selfish. Okay? Not selfish. Give us a call, 908-627-7020. Okay? Let us, listen, here's the thing. You call us, you message us on Facebook, the worst thing that's going to happen is we're going to talk. Okay? But if any of this resonated with you, I am, and we are in the business of changing lives. This is what we do, and this is what we are doing right now. And we have had a lot of people sign up for this program already, and spots are going fast. I'm being honest here. They're going fast. One of the great things about us is you don't have to reserve your class time ahead of time. You don't have to call ahead or go on your app and get your class time ahead of time. All right? You don't have to do any of that stuff. We reserve your spot when you join the challenge. And let me tell you something, folks. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal response that we're having. A few seconds left. Listen, come see us at the Retro Ride Saturday, this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Red Mill. Join us. Our kickoff is July 15th. Brian Klein, CEO and founder of the Max Challenge, is going to be there with us to help us kick off. And our first challenge begins July 16th. You got a couple of short weeks to get in on this. What did I say before? Take action. Take action now. Give us a call, 908-627-7020. Folks, it is a privilege and an honor to speak with you every Wednesday. I'm not joking. I appreciate everybody who listens. I appreciate that you watch, that you're watching. And I hope you understand that all of this from the Max Challenge of Clinton comes from our hearts to yours, because we care and we want you to succeed at your goals. Next Wednesday, 1 p.m., Max Living. Come on back, okay? Thanks for your time today. You have a great day. Make it great.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump arrived home from Singapore today with a written pledge that dictator Kim Jong-un would completely denuclearize North Korea. But you can count Senator Marco Rubio as one of the folks who's not convinced that Kim will give up his nukes.
Well, I'm skeptical about Kim Jong-un, and we should be. Everyone should be. The president, as I said, is optimistic, and he needs to be. He's the guy negotiating, and you know he needs to make the other side feel like he's serious about getting something done. But for the rest of us who are watching and know the history of North Korea, we should be skeptical. This is a country that's made promises before and has broken them.
Democrats are hoping to take back the Senate and the House during the 2018 midterm elections. Michael Loftus, he's a comedian. He explains why going to Hollywood for help when it comes to winning over voters might not be the best idea for Democrats.
I find it just hilarious. Like, how horrible are you as a political party if you don't, like, wake up knowing what it is you want to do?
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
California voters will have the opportunity this November to divide their state into three separate jurisdictions. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Backers of the Cal3 initiative needed 365,000 signatures to qualify. They surpassed that with over 600,000 delivered to the California Secretary of State's office. If approved by the voters on the ballot, then authorized by the U.S. Congress, the Golden State will be changed to three separate jurisdictions. Venture capitalist Tim Draper, a Silicon Valley billionaire, says his three-state plan would give Californians a